Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Rolling on, Cap J. Hood, ESPN 1000, Carmen Yurkin at 10 for Crosstalk, Greenies at 12, Waddle and Sylvia at 2, Black and Abdallah, and we have baseball today as well, because the White Sox will complete their series with the Minnesota Twins.
That is correct.
So, it should be fun. I'm looking forward to some afternoon baseball as I try to decompress, get ready for the massive task at hand.
That's right. You can catch that afternoon baseball tonight at 6:30, as it'll be Dallas Keuchel against J.A. Happ, a 7:10 first pitch.
Oh, they're a night game. The Cubs are the day game. Cubs are at Cleveland, and then I can't believe they're flying home, Rizzo said.
Yeah, that's just that's really what COVID's all about, right? It's not spending too much time in the hotel.
Right.
They flew in yesterday. I thought the Cubs were going to win yesterday. I thought they were going to. I thought it's a 90-minute flight? I thought they were going to.
Oh, not even. It's like a 45-minute
flight.
Yeah.
I thought they would just have the adrenaline going, and they could have if they were able to come through with bases loaded, nobody out. What did they say about good pitchers? Get them early before they settle in.
Correct.
Cubs tried that. It didn't work.
So, yes, and Sogard hit a homer yesterday, and Hayward got a big double off of Bieber, but they just couldn't get the tying run home late, and they lose 3-2. Alzolay was excellent again.
That's because of his wife.
Excuse me?
He was excellent because of his wife.
Why?
Because his wife told him, you got to stop eating this junk, man. You got to be able to tailor your diet for what you do. And so she was really the driving force in Alzolay turning his career around, because he eats right now. It's because of his wife.
How about that? Nicely done. Nice nugget there. Anyway, the full week one schedule for the 2021 NFL regular season has been announced.
Thank you, Cap.
Here we go. You're welcome. Here we go. Thursday, September 9, 7:20 kick on NBC to open the season. Dak Prescott makes his return to the competitive field after that horrific leg injury. Dak Prescott and the Cowboys will board their jet and land in Tampa to take on Tom Brady in the World Champion Bucks.
That's a great game to start the season.
Awesome. Like that one all day, you're like, I can't wait to watch that game.
Absolutely.
Then on Sunday, Jags at Texans, dog game. Steelers at Bills, that's a really good game. Jets at Panthers, that's a horrible game. Cardinals at Titans, that's an okay game. Chargers at the Washington Football Club, all right, whatever. Vikings at Bengals, decent game. Niners at Lions, Eagles at Falcons, dog game.
What do you mean Niners and Lions? Because it's Garoppolo against
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff.
All right.
Got to find out if the 49ers can win on the road in Detroit. And this is the biting your kneecaps era for the Detroit Lions.
Right. Dan Campbell.
Oh, God. What a joke.
That guy. Seahawks at Colts. That's a really good game.
Yeah.
Browns at Chiefs, 4:25 national window. That's an awesome game.
We'll see.
At least on paper, it looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins at Patriots. All right.
Who starts?
Tua against Cam Newton.
Now, as we ask the question here, just pause for a second. As we talk about whether or not Justin Fields is going to start for the Bears or not, or Andy Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
Same question in New England, right? Cam Newton, it's not the same Cam. The Cam Newton that we saw initially coming out of college was like Big Ben. Can absorb a lot of a beating on that body, can run with the football, can't have an arm. Now, what'd you say, Danny? Is he a vegan now? Because he's a smaller Cam Newton.
Yeah, he's been a vegan for a couple years now, unfortunately for him.
And explain again, Danny, what a vegan is versus a vegetarian.
So a vegan eats nothing that's derived from an animal. So they wouldn't eat eggs. They wouldn't have milk. They wouldn't have cheese. It's basically the majority of what you eat is plant-based. It's a plant-based diet. Whereas a vegetarian, many of them will have eggs or they'll have cheese and they'll get their protein in that way. A lot of people say that Cam Newton's career went downhill when he became a vegan, and that's when the injuries really started piling up. Some will argue, obviously, it's the mileage he put on his body. Mm-hmm. But certainly, you know, from my perspective, being a vegan doesn't help that. There's certain amino acids you get from animal products that you just really can't get anywhere else, even if you're taking supplements.
I see. So, and maybe this is what's going on with Cam now. He's at the same Cam, and we expect Tua to start for the Dolphins in that spot. So we'll see. Mac Jones may have a year where he has to sit out. We'll see how it works.
Yeah. And I guess Stidham just... No. We're done with that guy.
Oh, that's the Nick Foles of the Patriots.
Yeah. Not even as accomplished, obviously. All right, back to the schedule. Broncos at Giants.
Yeah, whatever.
Packers at Saints, no Breeze, and maybe no Rodgers.
I just don't know what that is. Is that Jordan Love versus
Daniel Jones? Or Drew Lock.
Or Jameis Winston. We're talking about Green Bay.
I'm sorry. Packers.
Jameis Winston.
Or Taysom Hill.
Or Taysom Hill. I don't know what that is. That could be a bust of a game if Aaron Rodgers is not there. Maybe Aaron Rodgers is doing commentary in that game.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine that?
I'm just saying. You never know.
Fox would like to announce they've signed Aaron Rodgers.
I guess that pass is okay. I don't know. Maybe. Guess.
I can't believe they didn't go for a field goal there.
Right. He's got room to criticize there.
That's it. And then the Sunday night game to kick off Sunday night football.
Nap.
Bears at Rams.
Man.
Bears at Rams.
Bears at Rams. Give me the number that you saw on one of the websites.
I just bet it.
What is it?
So it was up already at DraftKings. And I went on, looked on it, and I bet it. The Chicago Bears are a 7-point underdog.
Yeah, I love the Bears there.
So I already bet it. You saw the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I have it on my phone. The Chicago Bears plus 7.
And they say, how can you guys put that out there? How do you know? It's just a gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I may change by the time we get to the season. Who knows? But May 12th, then now you know it's L.A., and you know it's Matt Stafford as a quarterback for the Rams. So have we never seen Stafford against the Bears before? I think we have.
We have.
I think we know what that looks like.
Right.
Mm.
We'll see.
Especially with his first game with a new team, that'd be a problem probably for Mr. Stafford.
We'll see.
And then the Monday night game is the Ravens against the Raiders. What did I send you, Danny? Did I send you something about the Raiders? Once we get back to at least close to full capacity, it'll start looking like, what, like women in the stands? What was it I sent you?
They're going to have a club. This was making club. The rounds. It's amazing. So the Raiders are bringing Vegas, a nightclub, to their games. They're going to have, it's called the Winfield Club. It's going to have bottle service. It's going to have two DJ booths. It's basically you're going to the club at an NFL stadium.
Will they have showgirls there too?
Yes, I'm sure they will. But like, is that really how you want to watch an NFL game?
Vegas.
But then why go to the game?
Well, you get all the amenities of Vegas all in one. You get your football. You get your, you know, the leg. You get all those things, right?
You get everything.
But like, you got a DJ playing. Like, are you paying attention to football? Are you, you know, the club crap.
You get everything, right?
What do they call that? EDM?
Wow, techno? Cap.
How about that?
Take that.
Electric dance music, Cap, going with.
You know, send him to the chosen few, the house party that we're going to have
in
July.
I'm going to be at the MGM at Hakkasan.
I could see Cap in a club with one of those glow sticks in his mouth.
I'm going to be at Hakkasan at the MGM.
Who's got the ecstasy?
Oh, my God.
I think that'd be great. So not only them, sidebar, may I approach, Your Honor?
You may.
So along the same lines, there could be a possibility of the A's moving to Vegas, too. You've seen this, right? You read about this?
I did.
A's looking for a new stadium, and they're trying to do it in Oakland. There could be a possibility in a couple of years, Danny, that there will be no sports, major sports in Oakland, California.
Could you imagine being the politician that lost all your major sports? J.R., I have this in shot or no shot, which we do at 9:35 every day, but I'll ask you the question now because you brought up the A's possibly going to Vegas. Shot or no shot, if the A's did indeed go to Vegas, anyone would go to the game. The question is, would baseball survive in Vegas? Because if we went to Vegas on a guy's trip and you said to me, hey, do you want to go see the A's? I would say, I'll meet you back at the hotel. There is zero shot I'm spending 3.5 to 4 hours of my day in Vegas at an A's game. Zero shot.
It's also one of the fastest growing metropolitan areas where people are moving there. So if they live there, they might be more willing to go to a baseball.
But like you'll go, like if the Bears are playing the Raiders in Vegas, that's like on my list of trips I want to take.
Sure.
If the Cubs are playing the A's or the Sox are playing the A's in Vegas, there's
probably
so
there.
Many better things to do in Vegas than sit at a baseball game.
Now, again, the wide-ranging thought on that, Cap, is like whether or not baseball works in Vegas. I say yes. First of all, the A's are kind of like here, right? It's the second team in town. It's across the bay, and they're always struggling to try to put butts in seats there in a crazy big coliseum.
And now it'll be their team.
So just like the Golden Knights, I think that the city will adopt the A's.
Okay, so
I really believe that. But the Golden Knights, that draws, JR. That draws big there.
I think Danny's missing the big point here, and that think about that club level in Vegas and what is in those suites. You could have your own blackjack table. You could have your own craps table. You could be outside in the elements watching a baseball game, throwing the dice.
Yeah.
I think that works. I think that the A's, it wouldn't be called the A's. I'm not sure what they'd
be called. The Aces.
They already have an Aces team. Is it the WNBA team called the Aces, I think?
I think you're right.
I think so. But they would be called something, right? And so I think because of the Vegas Golden Knights, because that was the question, right?
And they sell out every game, and it's supposed to be amazing to see a game there.
Transient city, people from everywhere, but people go there. Why? It's an attraction. You're not losing money unless you're gambling on the game. You're not losing money sitting there watching the Golden Knights.
Okay, so they have the Vegas Golden Knights. The Las Vegas Aviators.
What's that?
The Aviators are minor league baseball.
Oh, that's good.
They have the Aces, as you called it. And that is the professional basketball team for the WNBA.
Yep, bet on them.
They have soccer, Las Vegas Lights FC football club, the Las Vegas Thunder, the Las Vegas Legends. They have an arena team called the Rattlers. And then, of course, they have the Golden Knights.
Yeah, I think it would be an attraction. I think that would work.
It wouldn't just be your normal baseball park. It would be an entire complex built around it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, think about all the possibilities they could do there.
Oh, man. It would be amazing.
Could you imagine in our lifetime, like, no professional sports in Oakland?
None.
What's so weird about the Warriors is that now they're no uniforms, say, Oakland. You play in San Francisco now.
Correct.
You couldn't wait to get out of Oakland. Now it says Oakland on the front.
Correct.
Like, well, apparently not. It's like, you know? So, I mean, so no Raiders, no A's probably in the future. That'll be tough.
Crazy.
It'll be tough, but people, as people are telling us, Vegas loves baseball.
312-332-3776. We'll get your calls at Shot No Shot. Next.
Take that.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000. That's why I say, man, I shot. No shot. With Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I say, man, I
shot. Shot, no shot. Brought to you by PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. PointsBet Sportsbook is now open. Download the PointsBet app right now and stop by Hawthorne Racecourse. You're in and out in 2 minutes and register your account. Danny's up.
Was that someone's phone ringing?
Nope, not ours.
You hear anything, Danny?
I heard a phone ringing.
I think I did too. Hold on a second. I think it's Cap. Cap,
no, mine's on silent.
No, hold on a second. Ah, I know what it is. A recording from yesterday. People heard you at the game yesterday. You know this, right?
No.
People heard you at the game yesterday. Your phone, because you were on your phone, you're watching the game, and all of a sudden, your phone rings.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, hello. It's Jerry. I see you from my box. Jerry! My guy, you want me to kill? No. I just want to tell you, thank you so much for spending money with us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And by the way, how are the Cubs do today? Enjoy.
Wow.
He hung up on me.
Wow.
Pretty good. I like that.
That was Jerry. Oh, God.
He said, let me just tell you.
Hold on, Jerry. Let me come up to the box.
No, we're good.
No. I just want you to know. I see you from my binoculars. Thank you for spending money with it. I can see you. You and your son, I can see you. By the way, how the Cubs do today?
Cute kid. How the Cubs do today?
Click.
Take that.
That's the phone. That was the phone that was ringing, yes.
Danny.
All right, gentlemen, let's do a little shot or no shot. I feel very Bearsy now that the NFL schedule is coming out. Tevin Jenkins. Gentlemen, let me ask you this. Shot or no shot, Tevin Jenkins is the Bears rookie that is going to have the most immediate impact in 2021.
No shot. That will be Justin Fields.
Yeah, that's easy. It's Justin Fields. I hope he's starting week one. If he's not, it's because he's not ready. They're not going to be afraid to put him out there. But 100%, it is not Tevin Jenkins.
I said immediate impact. I mean, what if Andy Dalton starts the first six games?
Yeah, we're just hoping Tevin Jenkins, if they put him at left tackle, I still think they're going to bring a veteran in. No, I'm not talking about a big money guy, but somebody there.
It's a good question.
It's a really good question, but I'm going to say no.
I will lean that Fields will see some time this upcoming season. I just don't know when. You want to read your text message, Cap?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Well, who's it from? You can't do that. That's not right.
It's a good one, though.
It's a good one. But yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Oh.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I have not seen it. I just saw the recipient. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, gentlemen, a little Bulls talk. As their season winds down, if the Chicago Bulls are going to overcome the odds and make the Eastern Conference play-in tournament, they need two things to happen this week. Their last chance is to win all three of their remaining games against some stiff competition, and then they also need the Washington Wizards to lose all three of their games. Gentlemen, I ask you, shot or no shot, this is doable for your Chicago Bulls.
It is doable shot. It's very doubtful. Highly unlikely.
It is not doable.
It's doable.
No shot.
Anything could happen in the NBA. It's not impossible. It's just very improbable.
It's as impossible as me getting scouted tonight at age 60 and they go, hey, you want to pitch in the big leagues next week?
Don't be a dream killer. You don't know who's out there.
Yeah. I'm going to say no shot. First of all, Washington's not losing at home on Friday to Cleveland. So, are you Catholic?
I am.
Close the hymn books. Mass is over. That's it. Take that. Danny.
I don't know what that means.
No, me either, but.
What does that mean?
When they close the hymn books, the Mass is over. That's it. It's over.
Gotcha. All right, gentlemen. The Angels, Shohei Ohtani. The Angels' so Shohei Ohtani struck out 10.
Yes.
Then he moved to right field. Listen to this. Mm-hmm. Ohtani pitched 7 innings of 1-run ball while serving as the number 2 hitter. In the bottom of the 8th, with the score tied and the spot due up in the next half inning, mm-hmm. He checked out of the game as a pitcher. He checked in as a right fielder. He's the third player since 1900 to strike out 10 or more and then play a position in the game, according to Elias Sports Bureau. So I ask you guys, shot or no shot, Shohei Ohtani is hands down the most exciting player in all of Major League Baseball.
Wow. Well, let's see. Sogard, Duffy. I'm going to say no shot.
Oh!
He is awesome. He is cool. But Mike Trout, Mookie Betts, like, there's some really exciting players. Tim Anderson's got a lot of swag. Javi got a lot of swag. Like, there's some amazing players. So I'm going to say no shot, it's cool.
I'll say no shot, but the most interesting player that we've seen in our lifetime, in our dad's lifetime, quite frankly, because anytime that you can get on the mound and strike out 10 and then play a position, we haven't seen that since pre-Babe Ruth. And we didn't even see that. We just read about it. Like, this is not true. This is Sid Finch, right? This is nonsense. This isn't true. These are fables.
Sid Finch, tell people who that is.
It's a Sports Illustrated made-up name, right? The guy that can throw, was it, JR, 110 miles an hour?
I think it was something even more ridiculous. It was like 116 or 130. It was a cover story that was for April Fool's, 30 years ago now?
He was a Met, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's a made-up guy, Sid Finch. So that's what I mean. Like, these are fables. So I will say that he's the most interesting guy and should be celebrated more, quite frankly. Because, all right, put it this way, right? Cap, when's the last time you've seen someone that was playing offense and defense in the NFL in the same game? As many snaps offensively as defensively.
I can only think of two. Deion and Brian Jordan.
Or Troy Brown. Then he plays secondary for the – but as far as down in and down out, like, you don't see that. So imagine that player in the NFL today in 2021. Oh, God. He'd be a TikTok star. He'd be a social media star. Someone that plays both ways, offense and defense, in the NFL. So pretty much, Ohtani's doing that as a pitcher and a defensive player.
Pretty cool.
In the same game.
Pretty cool.
So, I mean, and once again, the curse of the Angels.
Right.
That guy was in New York or Chicago.
Oh, can you imagine him on the Yankees or the Cubs or the Red Sox? Oh, my God.
If someone's saying, well, he does play in L.A. hood. No, L.A. considers Orange County like it could be Sacramento to L.A.
It's like
people.
Dixon, Illinois.
Exactly.
Where?
So there it is. How about that, Danny? How about that for an answer?
I think you're spot on. I think he's the most exciting player in baseball.
Is he?
When you see stuff like that, you haven't three times since 1900. Like, guys hit the long ball, guys hit the home run. Tatis is really exciting to watch.
Yeah,
Mike Trout is really exciting to watch. But they're doing something we see every season. Shohei Ohtani, three times since 1900, we saw a guy pitch 10 strikeouts and then play a position. That is something that you don't see often, and that's why I think the answer is shot.
You excited when you see that, or are you just like compelled to say, "Wow, that's amazing"? It's the feeling of emotion. Like I'm not saying, "Wow, he's amazing." I say, "Wow, that is impressive."
Yeah, I'm with you right there. It's like, "Whoa, that guy struck out 10. Now he's out in the outfield, and he's a threat." It's not like, remember what Joe Maddon put? Who is the outfielder, the pitcher that Joe stuck in left and then brought him back in?
I've seen him.
Yeah, I remember that. I can't remember.
Like, that was like a bizarre, cool. Shohei Ohtani's out in the outfield because he's a beast at the plate.
I just think what he does is amazing. I wish more people would celebrate it.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
All right, gentlemen, last one. Next week, the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, who's made over $200 million since 2006, is going to play golf at Pine Valley, Augusta, and Cypress all on the same day. He's going to start at the crack of dawn at Pine Valley, then he's going to play Augusta, then he's going to play Cypress all in one day.
Ditka.
First, I ask you, shot or no shot, this is doable. Second of all, I ask you, shot or no shot, this sounds like an appealing way to spend an afternoon.
Shot. That's amazing. Private jets from one course to crack of dawn, race through, private jet down to Augusta, eat a little snack at the 18th green because they have a lunch place there, and then play Augusta onto the private jet and go out to California? Are you kidding? That's like a dream.
I'd rather go to the dentist.
Oh, not the dentist.
Oh, that's insane.
I mean, it sounds like tedious work.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm not the golfer that you are, Cap. I don't mind knocking the pillow around every now and then, but to be able to play three courses, I don't know about that. But I'm sure for a golfer, it's a dream come true.
Three of the greatest courses anywhere in the world, and you're being taken limo to the course, to the limo, to the private jet, to Augusta.
Is it even doable, though? Like, around a golf, unless they're going to clear the courses because he's Roger Goodell, right? Around a golf's what, 3.5-4 hours? So you've got you get to the golf course, you play.
Oh, he'll be done in less than 4 hours.
3.5?
Probably 3 hours. They'll have carts, caddies. I mean, there's not going to be looking for your ball out there.
Is he in a foursome, or is he just doing it by himself?
With a group. He's doing it with a group.
Yeah, so I would imagine it'll be a foursome.
So that's just 9 hours of golf. Now you have to add in the travel. You have to add in the preparation. Mm-hmm. You have to add in, I mean.
What preparation?
You're putting on your golf shoes, getting your clubs ready, taking a leak before you hit the
links.
You're
not getting your clubs ready. Your shoes, it takes 0.8 seconds. That's an amazing day.
So does that sound like to you, out of those three courses, that sound like 6 a.m., noon, and 3? So 4?
So 6 a.m., is really 4 a.m. in California. No, it's really 3 a.m. in California because you're 6 a.m. Eastern at Pine Valley.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
You're done at 9 a.m. It's still 6 a.m. out west.
Right.
Now you probably have 90 minutes in the air. So let's assume you tee off at 11 a.m. again.
Lunch.
A little lunch.
Maybe lunch at Augusta.
Yeah, and you might even eat a sandwich in the on the plane.
Yeah.
You get there. So now it's not far from the airport in Augusta, private jet, limo, boom, you're there. You tee off at 11:15. You're done by 2:15, 2:30.
Yep.
You're back in the air by 3:30, but it's really only 12:30 out west.
Sure.
Where's Cyprus?
About near San Francisco.
And where's Pine Valley?
I believe New Jersey. Yeah, absolutely doable and amazing.
If you're a golfer, that's how, I mentioned Ditka because that's something that Ditka would do. He's played like four times in a day. Seen that before.
So. Pine Valley is in Camden County, New Jersey, right near Philly.
If you got good weather, man, that's a good day if you're a golfer. That's for sure.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
That is an incredible, oh my God.
The jet is the most impressive thing out of all of that.
Yes, and the fact that he's made 200. I saw this stat. That's why I brought it up. I saw a stat I'll read to you guys. So since 2006, Roger Goodell's made $200 million. No player in that time span's come close. The closest to him is Drew Brees at 186.
And by the way, Cypress Point is in the city of Pebble Beach, California.
That's a great way to end the day.
That's a great, that's right. I think it's like 9 mile drive, and the houses, there's a house there that's like a fantasy house. It has a sand trap and a green in the front yard, water behind the house. I mean, it's like the house had to be $10 million, $20 million. It's insane.
That's better than the dentist, Danny.
All right, Matt Miller.
Nah, it isn't.
Matt Miller goes all in on Aaron Rodgers. He's a draft guru. He works for ESPN. He goes all in on Aaron Rodgers. You don't want to miss this audio. It's amazing. Be right back.